The one, the only Alicia Keys is at the Red Table this week, and she's uncensored. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Okay. Yes. We are back again. Happy Monday. This is, yes. And Tyler's back with me.
Hey.
which I'm so excited about.
Listen, I'm happy to be back. Yes. I couldn't even wait for you to do the intro because I'm like, let's go.
Hey, y'all. I know. I'm so happy to be back. I missed you.
I missed you, too. This is the Red Table Talk After Show. I am your host, Tyler Simone, and I couldn't do it without my lovely co-host.
The one and only, the Tyler Tyson.
Today, we're going to be discussing the newest episode of Red Table Talk. Alicia Keys was present at the Red Piano.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't even a table.
It was a dope piano, too. It was dope.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
It had its own little montage in there. And she's uncensored. We're seeing a whole new side of her. How did you feel about this episode overall?
I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. As I was saying earlier, I'm so happy to actually have a lighter episode because, you know, we tackle a lot of heavy issues on the show, which I love also.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just need a break and you just want to enjoy life and you just want to have fun. And this was a fun episode.
For sure. She has a great energy, first of all. I had never heard her speak, really. Mm-hmm. Not that much. Mm-hmm. I never really watched any interviews of hers. I don't know if she does them often, but it was nice to really get a look into what her life is like outside of music.
Yeah.
Because that's really the only time I've ever seen her.
I love
performing.
Her vibe. Alicia, let me do my Alicia Keys impression.
Oh, Lord.
Alicia is so, yeah, so, you know,
yeah.
I went and I did this and I just really realized that I need to work on me. And, you know, I was wondering why do I need to wear the makeup? Let's take the makeup off. You know, you feel me? Like, she's just so easy.
Yeah.
And I love that about her. And then
me too.
Willow's in the back. Yeah.
I know.
Aww.
This was great.
It was a great episode.
I thought you were going to sing for a second.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was bracing myself.
No,
for it.
I will not do that on Black Hollywood Live or AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you.
But maybe later on in life, you never know.
I have a lot of tricks
in my bag.
I know. Okay, let's jump right into it. So, Alicia was telling us about how she started in this business when she was 14 years old, which is very young mm-hmm. to start in the music business. And right away, they put her in a box and she was told what to do a lot of the time. And she just never got a chance to express herself and her wants. I feel like that's what a lot of celebrities go through.
Yeah.
Especially when they start off young.
Well, this is the thing. So just to add a little nugget. Uh-huh. For all of my 80s babies out there, hey, y'all. Alicia Keys was actually on an episode of the Cosby Show, and she used to do commercials even younger than 14.
Mm-hmm.
There was an episode where Bill had, like, all the kids and Rudy's friends, and they were, like, riding on his knee or something like that. She was on that episode. But anyway, she's been in the business, entertainment business, for a very long time, specifically music, like you said, since she was 14. And, you know, usually at that age, you don't get to be who you really want to be. People mm-hmm. are constantly telling you who you are, who you should be. And to be perfectly honest, they even do it the older you get. So
yeah.
I look at someone like Fantasia, you know, she's just can't really be her true authentic self because she still has to sell records. Until you get to the level of like a Beyonce or an Alicia Keys, you can kind of do what you want. Alicia's kind of in that area now where she can pretty much do whatever she wants and her fan base will follow.
Yeah, I agree.
But you have to work to get there.
Definitely. And it takes some time for sure. And when you're young, it seems like it's even easier for them to mold you because mm-hmm. you don't know. You're
yeah.
not going to say no. You're just here.
I need that check.
I need the check.
CTC, cut that check.
Yes.
Now.
And you don't, maybe people do know how the business works at that young, but it seems like you're going with what people are telling you because they're higher ups. Mm-hmm. They know what's best
oh, yeah.
for you type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see everyone falling into that
yeah.
trap, I guess you could call it.
I feel like we all go through that, regardless if you're in entertainment or you're working some financial job. There's always your mentors and these people that have been there and done that before you
mm-hmm.
that feel like they can outline your career. Oh, you need to do this in order to get the promotion. And if you wanted to be the president of the bank, then you have to jump through these hoops and kiss this person's behind and do this and do that.
Yeah.
So I feel like no matter what industry you're in, that's just
That's just the way it is. I know, sadly. I kind of wanted to touch on the misconceptions that she brought up that people have of her, that she's always so happy and she's strong and she's empowering. I could relate to that because I feel like I'm in the same boat where I am a very happy person. And so that creates a persona that you people expect to be on at all times. Mm-hmm. So if you're not that, you're not happy, maybe you're having a bad day, it throws people off. It's like, what's going on? Yeah. You know, how about you? How do you feel about it?
I have gone through so many changes over the years. When I was in high school, I was that. I had like a whole, it wasn't like a Mariah Carey type breakdown, but it was a low key breakdown because I felt trapped to this. It was me, but this persona that always had to be happy, always had to be in a good mood, always had to be ready to converse. And like, and some days I just wasn't. And that was actually what led me to go to a HBCU, because I was like, I'm tired of being in this. Everybody had their role. This one was the athlete. This one did this. This one was the happy one. This one was the nice one. And I was just tired of being committed to being this role. And I wanted to just be whatever I felt like being. And so I ended up going to a HBCU, didn't know. Well, I knew like three or four people, but comparatively speaking, I knew no one. And I literally, my freshman year, especially the fall semester of my freshman year, walked around campus with my headphones on, just me, not talking to anyone, because I was really trying to figure out what type of person I really was. So I get it. I totally get it.
And in that kind of situation, you kind of get to just start over. Yeah. Like, no one knows you, so you can throw that old persona away.
That guy is gone. I'm not happy all the time. Sometimes I'm pissed off. And now it's like I'm in a space where I'm just honest. Yeah. If I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. If I'm a mess, I'm a mess.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you later on in the show for real talk. Maybe I'll save it. You know, but you kind of answered it, the misconceptions that people have for you.
Yeah.
But we can get to that later.
Yeah. Well, I, for the most part, my misconceptions are the same. But I will say that I feel the same way. I think Jada brought it up, and that's feeling guilty when you're not being what everyone expects you to be. It's kind of like, I don't know why I feel this way, or you feel wrong for feeling that way. Like it's a bad thing when it's really not, because we're all human. Yeah, and
you should embrace feeling whatever that emotion is.
Exactly.
Don't run from it. Don't try to talk it down or minimize. No, this is how I feel.
Exactly.
Like, so looking at Alicia Keys, I never once thought that she was a happy person. But strong, yes. Confident, yeah. All of those things, yes. But I never. So that was a misconception I didn't have for her. For me, I feel like for some reason there's a misconception that a lot of my friends even don't believe that I get nervous. Mm. And I'm nervous all the time. Like, before this show, the show that I do tomorrow on AfterBuzz TV, I am always nervous. And people don't, I don't know, it's weird. I'm like, how do you not think I, of all people, get nervous? Of course I get nervous.
I think you exert confidence. So we think that you're always confident.
Okay. And in my mind, good, right? There is somebody jumping out of a building because they are so nervous.
You know, you're not the only one, to be honest with you. Yeah, sometimes you just gotta fake it till you make it.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm happy she actually addressed them. I wished they kind of would have gone around the room and everyone acknowledged what misconceptions people have about them. But
yes.
They didn't. So.
Yeah, they didn't. I know Jada agreed that being in the industry, that is an issue that a lot of people deal with. And she agreed that she'd understand why it's exhausting to try and be something that you're not. They touched on Alicia Keys, her music, and it being strong and empowering. But that's not how she felt when she wrote it. It was quite the opposite, which I thought was so interesting.
Yeah. I always believe that people that write songs, it's reflective of what's going on in their life at that time. And Alicia is one of the greatest pop culture type writers, especially of our generation. And the song that she did,
Girl on Fire.
I'm about to start singing it. I really don't want to.
Please sing.
No, like, you never, like, you never see me again.
Yes,
that song.
Yes.
And she was talking about how that song was for her grandmother. And then I was like, oh, now this song takes a completely different meaning.
Yes.
And it's already an emotional song, but now it takes a completely different meaning. And then I'm like, but y'all made this video. And the video was about a guy that got hit by a car and all this other stuff. So, of course, we're going to think it's about a guy when you could have just easily did, you know, a video about losing someone, like an elderly person, maybe not a grandmother, but an elderly person. But
yeah, and I think maybe that goes back to not having control of your own wants.
Yeah, and that might have been an example of that. Maybe she wanted to do that, and the label was like, no, we need to do something a little bit lighter. Yeah, so it's possible.
Because with celebrities, I'm not an expert or anything, but it just seems like every move has to be calculated. Like, everything they do and say has to be calculated, because they don't want to ruin their career or make people think something of them that's not true. Maybe they felt like a grandma in the video wasn't going to be interesting enough.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's weird.
Maybe. It's funny that you use the word intentional. My word of the year really is being intentional.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be intentional with every single thing that you do, and celebrities are a perfect example of that. And the best one, and I am not, please don't come after me, please don't attack me on social media for saying this, but I am not in the Hive. I am not a Beyonce, like, she is not my queen. Let me say it like that. I do respect her as an artist. I like her music. I have a lot of her music on my phone, all of that. I've been to the concert with her and Jay, so don't try to make it seem like I don't like her. But the one thing I respect about her is that every single thing is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And as it relates to being a businesswoman, as it relates to being an entertainer, there's so much to learn from her just simply because of the fact that she never misses a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that she does is thought out and planned and strategic. And that is how she's able to survive without having any. She hasn't had a number one hit since 2008. She hasn't had singles that charted as high as other, like Ariana Grande and all these current people. But she hasn't needed to. All of her stuff has still gone platinum. She's still able to sell records and release without any press because she's intentional and calculated with everything she does. And I feel like Alicia is just now kind of starting to get there. But I also don't think Alicia wants to be in the same realm as a Beyonce. But I say all that to say, you have to be intentional with no matter where you are in life with what you're doing.
Definitely.
If you want to be the president of the bank, you map your thing out and you are intentional about what schools you go to, what jobs you take, who you associate yourself with. All of that has to be intentional.
Definitely. Especially when you have a platform that big and you're dealing with your audience, which kind of goes back to what you were saying about maybe getting to a certain point in your career and then being able to really be yourself. Because by that time, like Alicia Keys, she's built this audience for years.
Yeah.
We love her already. So no matter what she does, it's kind of like, hey, I love her. She wants to do that. You know, go right ahead.
When you think about it, 2021, Alicia Keys will have technically been at the top of the charts and really in the business for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
She hit the scene in 2001, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a long time.
It is.
And a part of me still kind of, not, I don't treat her like a new artist, but a part of me still sees her like a new artist, because it's like, I remember when she came on the scene and I remember how monumental it was for her to be with Clive Davis on J Records and to be the second person in history to win 5 Grammys in one night after Lauryn Hill did it first. Like, I remember all of those monumental moments, and then I'm like, wow, it's been 20 years? Like, how old am I? Good Lord.
I did not expect you to go there. But you did. How old am I?
Jeez.
That's funny. How old are you?
That's not
okay,
important.
Let's not talk about
not
that.
Not important. Not important.
Not important at all. Okay, wanted to bring up how Alicia, she's revealing all kinds of stuff to us on the episode, but she revealed that she doesn't know how to get mad, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
I feel the same way.
You don't know how to get mad?
No.
I can see that.
You can see
that? Oh my gosh. I can see that. You are definitely the person that never gets mad.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can see it. That's
those
not
are
good.
The people you need to be worried about, because if something were to ever happen, they are going to lose it.
I've been keeping it bottled in all this time.
I am not that guy. it takes a lot to get me mad, but okay. I definitely know how to get there. Uh-huh. And some things get me there quicker than others. So yeah, but when she explained her upbringing and the fact that her mom is like on it,
yeah,
you have to have, and it was just the two of them. Mm-hmm. You have to have that balance.
Yes.
So I totally understand how, she's that person. And I really think the way that we all are, if you really think about it, you can go back to like some point in our lives with our family, our upbringing, something made us the way that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what it was that made me this way, but part of me feels that, like, I've never really had to deal with confrontation, so, like, growing up or anything, so I don't know how to react. Mm. So maybe that's it. I've just never had to. So then when it comes to me, I'm like, you know, I'm emotional. Sometimes I'll cry, but that's not the emotion that some other people would go straight to. They'd just be angry and they yell. But for me, it's like, I don't know what to do. I just feel sad. And it's like, so yeah. I don't know if Alicia is the same way, but I can relate with her as far as not really knowing how to express anger.
So what do you do if you don't know how to express anger? What do you do with those feelings?
I express it through crying a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. That's my release. Or I just don't say anything because I don't know how to say it. And it goes back to, like, not wanting to piss other people off or not wanting to offend anyone. And, like, we could... It's such a deep thing.
I have some of that. I have some of... I'm always cognizant and aware of other people's feelings. And the last thing I want to do is hurt anyone's feelings. So yes. I do have that. But at the same time, if I'm mad and you're the one that pissed me off and got me there, oh, you're gonna know.
Yeah. And I get pissed that they made me piss. So I'm like, now I need to be upset and I don't want to be upset. I don't know how.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know. Hmm. It's a strange thing.
Interesting.
Very interesting. She said that when other people get mad at her, she feels like she has to correct the situation, make it pretty. Everyone needs to be happy by the end of it or she feels uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Are you that way? Are you...
I've graduated from that too.
Okay.
There are a lot of things that she said that I remember being that guy when I was in high school. I never wanted anyone to leave a situation being mad at me or feeling some type of way about me. So I would always be the person to try to appease the situation. I was also never the one that wanted to rock the boat. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to make sure everything stayed happy and balanced. And if it did rock, then I want to steady it. I am not that guy now.
Not anymore.
If you rock the boat,
mm-hmm.
then the boat is rocky for you. It's not rocky for me. I'm still over here chilling. So it just yeah. I have learned to like cut things off. I think the older you get, we come back to this age thing.
How old? I'm just kidding.
This should be a thing. How old are you?
How old? Because you look young.
Listen, it's a mystery, and it's going to stay a mystery. And yeah, y'all will find out when I get a Wikipedia or something.
Now, that will be the day.
That's when you'll find out how old I really am.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
She touched on the no makeup thing, which I knew they were going to talk about.
Of course.
It was a huge moment, mm-hmm. I feel, in Hollywood and entertainment for someone to choose not to wear makeup and still go to events. I love that she did that. And it speaks a lot about her journey and where she is now and how different her mindset is.
Yeah. When she first did it, I remember thinking, wow, this is cool. This mm-hmm. is dope. The second time, I was like, wow, this is cool. This is dope. The third time, I was like, okay, where is the glam team? Because not only have you foregone the makeup, you've also foregone the hair. You've also, I'm not saying she went without a stylist, but mm-hmm. it's just like you let everything go and it's just too much. Like,
you think so?
For me.
Okay.
And then the fact that they kept bringing our attention to it. It's like, if she's not going to wear makeup, cool. That's her decision. I'm cool with that. Just... You don't have to tell me she's not. I can see. Yeah. Like, don't stop telling me every 5 minutes. Oh, she's not wearing makeup. Oh, I'm not wearing makeup. Oh, she's not wearing makeup. Oh, I'm not wearing makeup. Like, we get it.
Yeah.
So that was my only thing. Other than that, though, I thought it was brave. I thought it was like a trailblazing moment. Mm-hmm. Talking about stripping away layers and just being your true authentic self and letting people see who you really are. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. It got to be a little much when they kept bringing our attention to it, like you said. But the reason behind it, I love.
Oh, yeah.
Not wanting to have to go out of the house all dressed up because people expect you to.
Yes.
That's something I feel a lot of people in general, not just women, but we just feel like we have to be presentable at all times when you don't have to.
Do you think that's a Hollywood LA thing that has now trickled down to just, you know, mainstream America? Because in my mind, and I don't know if every other guy in the world feels like this, but the sexiest thing that I used to love, especially in college, I thought the sexiest thing was for a girl to have on jeans, have her hair however she wanted, whether it was pullback in a ponytail, flowing or whatever, a t-shirt. And because it was a HBCU, they would have on like stiletto heels. That was the only kind of showpiece thing. But yeah, everything else is real simple. And this particular girl can go to the club. She can go have happy hour. Even if we are getting ready to go paintballing or something, yes, she can put on the tennis shoes when she gets there and like do that. Like, that to me is the sexiest thing. Not all this makeup. Like, I want to know who you are. Yes. Like, I want to make sure that when we go to sleep that I'm waking up to the same person. Not, oh, I went to sleep and it was this way and then it was that way. Same thing with these guys with these like hair pieces, and you're gonna draw everything in, and like after you take a shower and all of this comes off, like
who are you? Yes.
So I don't know. And I feel like people should fall in love with everyone can throw on makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason why I like Viola Davis. Everyone can throw on makeup. Makeup makes everyone look better, but, well, sometimes. But I don't feel like you don't need it.
Don't
if it's a show
it.
And a production and the like, of course. Okay, cool. But just on, oh, we're going to the grocery store. We're going to grab, I don't want to name a brand, but we're going to grab something to eat. You don't need a full face of makeup.
No.
You don't have to buy the lashes and like now you can't see. And it's like, come on.
Yeah. That's true, though. I didn't think about it just being a Hollywood LA thing. That makes sense because a lot of us here are on camera, hosts, actors, whatever it is. And that kind of calls for you to present yourself.
Yeah. It says come camera ready.
All
the time. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're not in this industry, there's really no reason for it.
But, oh, right, if you're not in the industry, absolutely. Unless you're in an industry where you do get by on your looks.
True.
And the trickery of it all.
Yeah.
And everybody wants a gazillion followers on Instagram. The teller at the bank wants a gazillion followers on Instagram. So in order to get those followers, if it's a woman, and I'm not the one that uses that word female. I don't even know why I was about to.
Well, what the heck?
I don't know what I was thinking. If you're a woman, she's now competing with these Hollywood people.
Yeah.
And so she might be a little scandally dressed or, you know what I mean? So that includes the hair and the makeup.
That is true.
Everybody very, very wants true. To be a Kardashian, who we all know the Kardashians want to be.
Yeah. Okay. Don't go down that path. Okay, let's talk about her most challenging time. She says that the most challenging time for her was when she had to let go of people who did not serve her any longer. How do you feel about that and letting go of people in your life that no longer, they don't bring anything?
It's hard.
It's tough.
That is probably behind, which I have yet to experience this. I'm looking for some wood somewhere. Of course, losing a loved one is probably harder. Obviously, but that is probably the one of the hardest things you can ever go through, especially if you, and once again, something I've been through, when you have like, especially like best friends or like a core group of friends that betray you in a way that you still love them. You still care about them. You still want what's best for them, but you know that we just cannot be in contact. No one's, especially, see, I don't know that situation, but if the person's not willing to acknowledge, yeah, you know what, I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, I shouldn't have done that. If they can't even say that, and there's always excuse, 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 you gotta go.
Yeah.
Because this just means that not only did you not care about me, that you did whatever you did in the first place, there's not even any remorse behind this.
Yeah.
And even if you feel like you didn't do it, you still aren't apologetic for the fact that you even allowed this rumor or whatever to be created. Like,
yeah.
So I get it. It's hard. It's very hard. It's very hard.
And I would imagine it's a little bit tougher for people in the industry who already have a hard time making friends and trusting people.
What do you want from me?
Yeah. What do you want from me? And now if something happens like that, a rumor or whatever it is, now you have to let go of these friends. Maybe the only friends that you have.
Yeah.
It's like you no longer serve me. You're bringing negativity, whatever it is.
Have you had to do that?
No, not intentionally. I've had relationships with people or friendships where it just kind of died on its own. Mm-hmm. Maybe we outgrew each other, lost contact, which happens all only if, you know, if both people aren't trying to keep a relationship going, it's going to end at some point. So, yeah. Have you?
Oh, yeah. I've had the full betrayal. Yeah. I've had the, we just got to go.
Got to let it go.
We just got to cut this off because if I see you, I'm
going to
catch a case.
Yeah.
And I got I gotta let this go. And it's relationship thing is one thing, but when it's like just strictly platonic and friends, it hurts even more. That's the one that will literally send me over the edge. Like a relationship, please.
You can let it go.
There are gazillions others. But friends and people that you really let in and get to know like the deepest parts of you and all of that, for that type of hurt and betrayal, that is hard.
Absolutely.
That's hard.
I agree with you. Definitely harder. I kind of want to touch on the marriage. You know, Alicia Keys married to Swizz Beatz. They've been married since 2010, which is a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long they were together before they got married. Why did you sigh like that?
Because I feel like I always have a bunch of shady gossip to bring into this show. So it was alleged that, you know, well, not alleged, Swizz Beatz was married.
Uh-huh.
Happily and all of that can be argued. Allegedly, Alicia Keys stole, if you can steal someone, stole him from his wife. That's why there's like a running joke in the Black community that ever since she got with Swizz Beatz, her voice hasn't been the same. Her voice is definitely not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Her range is a little off, and sometimes she's a little flat and all this other stuff. And they're like, see, if you hadn't stole that man's man, I mean, that woman's man, you would be cool. But other than that, a lot of people, so because of that, people did not think their marriage was going to last. And, you know, the way you got them is the way you lose them and all of that stuff. So I am happy to see that they're still together. And they at least try to put on the front that they are the second coming of Will, Jada, and Sheree.
You think it's a front?
I know. I'm saying they at least, I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore.
Right.
So I'm saying if it isn't real, at least they put up a good front that they are the second coming of Will, Sheree, and Jada.
Got it.
They try to make it seem like everyone's a happy family. Alicia doesn't hate the ex-wife. The ex-wife doesn't hate Alicia. They go on vacations together. All of the kids, blended family, all of that, everyone gets along, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. They seem happy. They seem like, I know, allegedly, it happened. Whatever, you know?
What? In the cup?
Whatever happened, they're together now. They seem to be really happy. They seem like they go together really well.
I like them together, actually.
Yeah. She was talking about how easy it is. It flows really well. Of course, everybody has ups and downs, but overall, there's an ease about their relationship, which I love. I love hearing about marriage in general. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a beautiful thing. I think that's it. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we get into our news?
Mm-mm. Nothing good I can think of. I think you touched on
everything
that I could have thought of.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
It was a great episode. Yeah. I wish she would have played a little bit more of like the older stuff,
because
she just seemed to play the songs I didn't really like, except for You Never See Me Again.
Yes.
And I don't hate Girl on Fire, but it's definitely not my favorite song.
Yeah, not my favorite either.
That one and No One. Those two songs, that whole era of her music, I had checked out.
Got it.
Yeah, it was just too much yelling.
I see where you're coming from. Okay, I'm going to pass it to you.
All right, let's get into some news and gossip. All right, y'all, this is Tyler Tyson with your Mr. and Mrs. Smith news update. Of course, we have Willow in the back playing. Wait a minute. So I wanted to bring you first this clip of Alicia Keys playing, since, you know, this show was about her. Let's get into Alicia Keys real quick.
Mm-hmm. How did it make you feel when people would be angry at you? would you get into a people-pleasing mode, constantly like, how can I make this right? How can I make this right?
Oh, I'm the one who had to put the bow with the ribbon and the sparkly paper over everything. Like, if everything wasn't wrapped up with a bow by the time I was finished with it, I was not comfortable.
Right.
I didn't feel complete. If a relationship even had to end or if I didn't make it all right and perfect and good and now we all understand each other and we understand and now we can go. It's so sickening. I'm so annoyed. I want to vomit at my own self.
Yes, come on. And then also, the next thing that I want to talk about. So speaking of music and everything, you know, I love the Smith siblings. Mm-hmm. They are on tour together. Jaden and Willow are on tour. And they made this cute little video about it. So take a look.
Willow. What's the first memory that you can remember?
The sun. You.
The moon.
I just think that would be, if I was in that age range, once again, we're talking age on the show, I would, my seat just like sank a gazillion.
Where are you going? Like the show is feet. Not over.
I would love to be at that tour, but I just don't think, I don't know. I could go, but I don't really know the music. I know a couple songs from Willow, a couple songs from Jaden. I have yet to hear either of their projects all the way through enough to actually go to a tour, like a concert. But I think I would have a great time.
I think so, too.
What do you think about the sun and the moon?
Love that. I wonder, you think that was... They wrote that and they did that on purpose. You feel like those are their actual answers.
I don't know. I do think that they're reflective of their personalities. Yeah. I think Willow's a lot more sunnier. Mm-hmm. And Jaden is definitely more nocturnal. Yeah. His vibe is more nocturnal and all of that. So if you were interested in seeing the Willow, you pronounce that Aries?
I think it's Aries.
Okay. Well, if you're interested in the Willow Aries tour, you can go to their Instagram pages. It's posted everywhere. And then next, Jada, she's friends with everyone from Janet Jackson to Toni Braxton to MC Light. And so it was MC Light's birthday over the weekend, I believe. And there's a picture. They've been friends forever. And she posted a dope picture of her and MC Light. And let me tell you something to all of my younger millennials. So I will tell you, I am a millennial.
Okay.
So then you can at least kind of gauge, but I'm an older millennial.
Hey, all right. We're getting somewhere.
If you don't know who MC Light is, go and do your research. She is one of the phenomenal MCs of, I think, all time, especially why do I keep saying female?
I don't know.
But I guess in music, they do say female. Okay, so I'm safe in this one.
We'll give you that.
She's just a phenomenal lyricist, and I've had the pleasure to work with her and meet her. She's just dope. So go check her out. MC Light is her Instagram page and all of that great stuff. Also, going over to my boy Will. So I want y'all to watch this video, and then we'll talk.
So I saw this image online. And I showed it to a bunch of people, and it's really, really spectacular what comes back. So let's start with what color do you see? What color do you see? Now show 5 or 6 people around you, whoever's around you, show, and ask them what color do they see, and I think you'll be surprised at what the answer is. There's no right answer, but it's definitely not pink.
So what I want, so we're going to put the image up, and what I want everyone that's watching this video, whether you're watching live right now or later on, just comment in the comments below what color you see when you see that shoe. Now, I'm telling you, I see teal and gray.
Yes.
What do you see?
I see gray for sure, more of a turquoise though.
Okay, turquoise, teal,
same
blue,
so
in the
same page.
In the same family.
Perfect.
Yes. So basically the concept behind this, like Will says, there is no right or wrong answer. It's set it's said that if you see the teal, blue, anything in the blue family in gray, then that means that you're left brain dominant. And if you see like a pinkish color instead of the bluish color, then that means that you're right brain dominant. And so, yeah, I was trying to see if I could find real quick. They say that if you are mostly analytical and methodical in your thinking, you're said to be left brain. And if you tend to be more creative and artistic, then you're said to be right brain. So I think it's interesting that the two of us, both entertainers, mm-hmm. in the world of arts and entertainment,
yeah,
apparently we are left brain dominant people.
Which is so strange because I feel like I'm more of a creative person.
I am definitely more of a creative person. I am not. But I also know I'm an internal conflict. I think by me, I'm a Capricorn. Capricorns tend to be very analytical. Everything has to be in its place and organized. But I'm so not that guy also.
So what the heck are we?
I don't know. So anyway, I want you guys to comment. Let me know what you think. There is one last video. Will, who was arguing with some people that he showed the video to. Just a little quick look at that.
Green and gray.
I see pink.
Me too.
I see grayish pink.
This is
Okay, well,
this is all pink. It's baby pink.
I see completely
green.
Baby pink.
Like baby pink.
No. I see blue. Mm-hmm.
I see pink and white.
Pale pink. Baby pink.
I see green and gray.
It's like a light blue.
Yes. Exactly. Light blue. Light blue. Light blue.
Light blue. No, that's pink.
Yeah, light blue. Light blue.
Oh,
right.
My God. No.
And gray.
Pink.
So pink.
It is Oh my God, it is so pink. You guys are crazy.
It is this. Is this color?
Is that
no.
Well, I see this is pink, but that's not what I see.
That is
the wall is pink.
Yes,
wall
definitely. And that is
but that's
pink.
Not pink.
This is pink. This is pink.
It's
no
not
way.
Even
it's
like.
The same color
as yeah.
Wall.
That's so
gray.
It's right? It's like a green. It's like a greenish.
So, once again, we want y'all to comment. Let us know what colors you see here at this table. We see anything in the bluish, teal, yes. turquoise family and gray.
Yeah.
And this is Tyler Tyson with your Mr. and Mrs. Smith news update.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I feel like we're right because I went to the doctor and apparently I am 50-50. So I think I'm seeing things correctly.
Oh, okay. I haven't been to the eye doctor in.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. In a minute.
We won't agree with everyone, obviously. Before we go, I kind of want to do a little something for our Real Talk segment. We don't do this every week, but I had a little question air type of thing on my Instagram, and I asked people a few questions, so I wanted to read them back.
Okay.
And you can answer the question as well. Just two questions. I asked, have you ever felt pressure to be someone that you aren't? And I felt this was a good question to ask because some of us don't even think about it. We kind of put on, like we said, a persona and may not even know it. So one person, I won't read names, but he said, sometimes when I'm with my friends, I feel like a people pleaser, which I try to avoid, mm-hmm. which is same thing as Alicia. She's in the same boat. Someone else said, not necessarily be someone I'm not, but to have achieved more now because of social media.
Yes.
Which a lot of people yes, actually feel.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you ever been in that boat?
I definitely feel the effects of social media. The people pleaser I told you before, I've grown. Mm-hmm. I've outgrown that. I think that's a younger thing.
Yeah.
And I guess if you don't deal with it, it will follow you into adulthood.
Yes.
So I don't have that. I'm not as much of a people pleaser. But I definitely, the comparison thing, I have to constantly check myself on social media to not compare and get in my head about things. I am the person, it's almost like dropping a bomb. I like to come in, post my content, immediately get off
yes.
social media. I don't scroll. I don't go around. There are a few people when I'm not bored, but when I have some time, I'm like, oh, let me go check on Tyler, see what she's doing with yeah. her diary and all of this stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'll do that. But to just sit there for hours and go, no, absolutely not.
It's a trap. It's a trap. Same here. Mm-hmm. I try to post content and get off immediately and interact with people that interact with me. But other than that, I don't like to sit there for too long because you start doing it subconsciously,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
And they're tracking everything you do. And
yeah.
It's weird.
It's a weird world. Yes. What about at work? Have you ever felt like you changed the way you spoke or acted in the corporate world?
Of course. I mean, y'all know. This is Black Hollywood Live. We have no choice but to do that. In certain arenas, when you're in corporate America, you know, you can't come in, use my Wendy Williams terms, you can't come in talking this and that. You know, yeah. You have to say this and that and whenever and pronounce your words. And sometimes... I even caught myself lightening my voice so it's not as heavy and as deep and as sometimes intense. I'll lighten it up and kind of talk here. So yeah. Then that way it's not as threatening. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm not in corporate America, so I don't do that anymore. Now yeah. I say this and that if I feel like it.
Because you're on Black Hollywood Live.
Because I'm on Black Hollywood Live.
And we can do that. Right. My friend here said that it's called code switching, which I've heard of many times. And then one other person said they pretended to be straight and then bi and wore makeup and dresses to school her senior year of college, high school.
Okay.
So that is kind of like changing your whole, your whole being, mm-hmm. your whole, the outlook and your clothes and all that. That's even deeper. That's a hard thing to go through.
I've never done any of that. I think I even said on the show, I just don't, sexuality just is not a thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that I address. It's not something that I ask anyone. Like, I don't come up to you and be like, oh, are you straight? Like,
right.
It's just not, I feel like whatever the vibe is the vibe. If I'm vibing and we get along and that's it and that's the direction you want to go, cool. If not, cool. I feel like the only time it's really an issue is if you're trying to get at that person.
Yeah.
So, if one of our producers here at the wonderful Black Hollywood Live mm-hmm. is whatever sexual orientation they are, it only really matters to me if I'm trying to get at that person. If I'm not trying to get at them, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And since I don't usually get with anyone at work, it doesn't matter.
Be who you are.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel the same way.
I feel bad for people that feel like they have to suppress themselves and change to appease. I really don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And I don't know what it feels like, but... from what I've heard, it's a really hard thing to go through, and that sucks. Yeah. It does. You can't
be yourself.
You can't be yourself. Yeah. It's a tough one. I had another question, but we're out of time. We're out of time. Maybe next time we'll get to some more questions and answers. This was the Red Table Talk After Show. Beautiful episode this
Absolutely.
Week. We'll be back here next Monday at 7 p.m. I am Tyler Simone. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Tyler Simone.
Yes, and you can get your entire life following me on all social media at The Tyler Tyson. Also, catch me on Tuesday nights on our sister station, AfterBuzz TV, for the New Amsterdam After Show.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock.
We'll be watching.
Yes, it's a phenomenal show.
Yes. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.